Welcome to The Path to Programming. This first segment is devoted to an important question. What is programming? Programming is craft, art, engineering, and maybe even science. But one way we can approach this question is to ask, what does a programmer do? Someone who is programming writes programs by putting together words in a programming language, which begs the question, what is a program and what is a programming language? A program is a series of instructions for a computer to carry out. They're written down in a way that the computer can execute them automatically using a programming language. Depending on the language and the computer, the instructions could have all sorts of effects, like doing calculations, displaying patterns on a screen, searching for information on the web, moving a robot arm, or transferring money between bank accounts. So a program specifies some behavior or a series of actions to carry out, and the computer follows a program. We call this executing it. Does that give us the answer to our question, what is programming? Here's one definition. Programming is a process of crafting programs, which are lists of instructions for a computer to carry out. So what do we need to do to learn how to program? We'll need to learn the language of the computer to make sure we can write down our instructions in a way that the computer can understand. And then we'll need to learn about processes and procedures. A process is just a sequence of events or actions, and a procedure is a more general word than program for a series of instructions to be carried out. A procedure might be carried out by a person or an institution, not just a computer, for example. So a procedure is a recipe for a process. If you follow procedure X, that will create process Y. And processes are designed to result in certain outcomes. For example, a recipe is itself a kind of procedure. If you follow it, you will carry out a process that might result in something delicious you can eat. Similarly, a program is a kind of procedure. If you tell a computer to follow it, you can get that computer to engage in a process, and that process can achieve all sorts of things. As you get more and more comfortable with programming, you'll be learning the secrets of a programming language. But that's only half of the goal. Once you learn how to communicate with the computer, you'll also need to learn what to say, and in particular, how to create procedures that result in useful processes. For this reason, learning to program has a lot in common with learning how to design a board game or learning how to manage a bureaucracy. In all three pursuits, a deep understanding of how procedures shape processes and how processes can be manipulated to achieve desired outcomes is critical. For the same reason, programming has aspects of art, craft, design, engineering, and science. We can approach the job of creating procedures from many different angles, but it's fundamentally a creative process that's got some tricky constraints, like architecture. So back to our original question. What is programming? Programming is crafting procedures for computers using a programming language with the goal of creating processes that achieve particular results. Now that you've thought a bit about procedures, processes, and programs, keep them in mind as you dive into your first steps of programming practice. You're going to be learning a few things at once, and it helps to keep them straight.